This will be my second attempt to introduce my guest today. There are planes flying outside. There are big trucks with the beeping sound backing up the things, and people just yelling for no reason, dogs. Everything you could possibly imagine is happening right now. And this always happens when I'm trying to shoot a video or record a podcast. That's something that I think everybody's just used to by now. So if you hear anything in the background, just chalk it up to real life. My guest today is such a powerhouse. I'm so excited to have her on here. And I was just thinking, how do I describe this person? Because she's so amazing. When I see her, I get so, I get jealous. I get jelly, man, because she is so damn happy all the time. She's always got this incredible smile, and she's an entrepreneur. She is a celebrity stylist. She does the hair of these celebrities that you would just want to be in the same room with, right? And I love what she's doing. She's going to be one of our speakers at the Hero Retreat. She's somebody that I'm just excited to call a friend, and I'm so happy to have her back here on this podcast. She was on my other Hairpreneur Show podcast, and her name, Brianna Cisneros. So you probably saw that already in the description, but she has got a story, and she has got some energy, and she has got some fire and some jokes, and is just an all-around great human being. So let's welcome to the show Brianna Cisneros, and oh yeah, cue the intro. Go. Well, hey there, good looking. Welcome to the Ryan Whedon Show, where we unlock the secrets to living your best life. Don't believe me? Stick around. It'd be much cooler if you did. Hey everybody, welcome to the Ryan Whedon Show. I have an awesome guest today, and I can't wait to pick her brain. Yes, she is a power female. I don't know how I would say that any differently, but she is such an icon, such an inspiration in the hair industry, and then also just as a person. She's an incredible human being. Everybody that she touches, it just has such an impactful effect. And my phone is going off right now, so I'm just tossing all my devices off to the side. Forgot we're doing video here too, so people are probably like, what is he doing off to the side here? I'm tossing my devices as they're ringing over there. But anyway, without further ado, let me just welcome to this show Brianna Cisneros. She's a good friend. She's an incredible human. I can't wait to chat. Hi, Brianna.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you so much for that incredible introduction. I really appreciate it.
You got it. You got it. And you showed up looking like a rock star, like a cowgirl, like kind of a mixture. I mean, I love this cowboy hat. I feel like this is kind of like a new thing for you. You've worn hats before, but not like,
you know, gotta explain it, right? Nobody can wear a cowboy hat and not explain it.
Right. Unless you're from Texas.
Right. I mean,
then you don't have to explain anything.
Anyone in Los Angeles or to explain further. That was actually a story of my dad's life. Everybody called him the Marlboro Man growing up. He's a director, and but he's also a cowboy, like a real cowboy, actually. Uh-huh. So I was raised in this like world, actually, like that a lot of people don't know about me. And this year I just really wanted to embrace kind of all of me. And I fought this side for a very long time, but no, I it's a vibe more so. Like, I'm super into fashion. And so to me, when there's any opportunity to kind of just be like, go full out into and lean into something hard, but have it have a deeper meaning even for me, like, even if nobody else gets it or knows about it, I'm like down for that. Like, I think fashion is just so cool, and always that there's always an opportunity in it. And so I just seize whatever moment, and if I think it looks rad and feels right, I just go for it.
Do you think it's also has something to do with getting older and caring less about what other people, like embracing who you are authentically and caring less about what people think of you and just doing more about what feels right?
Definitely. I'm like, I love getting older. I think that, you know, the self-discovery just keeps happening and going deeper, and also like that, like you realize how damaging it is to care what people think about you, just to your own life, your own goals, even your family. And it literally is like, it holds so many people back. So getting older is kind of the best, and not caring what people think. I'm all about it.
So as we get older, I think we also get hopefully a grander perspective on things. We look back at maybe our, especially those of us that are into personal growth, and we're the ones that are trying to step up to become that ideal, better version of ourselves, right? The other people just probably don't care. We do. So we oftentimes will look back on who we were yesterday, last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago. And hopefully we've seen some progress. And if not, we kind of like need to do that introspection. And what lessons have we learned? And now that we have kids, and I've got two kids, and you've got, I was gonna say two kids, but then you made public, right? I can say this, right? You've got number three on the way.
Yeah.
I heard that and I just, I'm so happy for you. First off, very happy for you. But that would just like a third would terrify me. But then I just think like as a parent though, it's
as
like, okay.
As it would a lot of people,
Right.
And you know, I mean, I wouldn't be lying if I didn't say like with every kid comes like, okay, let's reanalyze absolutely everything in life and kind of recalibrate and rethink. And, but yeah, I don't know. I actually have like, I feel pretty chill about it considering, I guess I can say that.
It's still early.
Yeah, it's still early.
Was it, and you don't have to answer this, but was it planned or was it just like a miracle child?
It was kind of like, we had one discussion about, you know, like,
let's just try this one time and see what happens.
Yeah. Like if we did this, we probably should do it now. And then it was like, next thing you know, I'm pregnant. But the cool thing is like, when you don't really know, like how, like you're not really planning for something, you don't know how you're going to react to it. Mm-hmm. And so immediately when I found out, it was like, I couldn't wipe the smile off my face.
That's
and it felt
awesome.
Right. And it was like all the things. And so, so we are super, super, super stoked about it, but yeah, we were surprised too.
That's incredible. That's incredible. So happy for you guys. And, we had another friend that's on their third and I'm just like, oh my gosh. Well, I think also too, your youngest one now is how old? I don't even want to guess.
Five.
Okay.
He's about to turn five.
Okay.
So the age difference, my daughter will be eight and then my son will be five when the kid's born. And mm-hmm. so we're, that's like a, you know, it's funny because there's a gap for sure. It's kind of like that third child gap.
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I think
I think it's helpful.
When I look at it too, and I think when Jenny and I look at each other, we're just like, oh, hell no, right? But we're still like, we have our youngest is 19 months now. So we're just finally able to sleep through the night. Like he's just sleeping through the night now. It took him 19 months to sleep through the night.
Way
it's been
too
a week.
Soon to even think about
it's been like, a week, right? So we're just like, at this point, we're just like, hell no, you know, but I mean, you've had plenty of time to forget about what it was like those first couple of years. So exactly. It's like that selective memory, right? You don't, you don't remember how hard it really was. Cause it's just like, we just push it away. Trauma gone.
Exactly. That's exactly how we as parents survive.
Right. That's how you survive. That's how you get through that and wine.
So
going back to like life lessons, especially as a parent, and of course I know that your kids bring you so much delight, and just watching them grow up and become people is just, and we're doing the same thing, it's just so awesome to see. I want to make sure that I'm always showing up as best as I can. I know I'm not always in that state, but it's like I always want to remind myself. And what life lessons have you even with these first two, is there something that you want to even do differently with the third one coming now that maybe you wish you would have shown up a little bit better for with your current ones, current children?
Yeah, I think the first thing that comes to mind, I'm sure there's a lot of changes I need to make as a human, but the first one that comes to mind in regards to the kids is just like to chill out and kind of like trust the process a little bit more and to like actually not worry or stress. Like, and I know with the third one, it'll be even more challenging, but I feel like kids historically for me and in my life have actually helped me trim the fat off of like my life. And my time has become so much more valuable. So therein lies like price increases and, you know, I'm working less behind the chair. I'm focused more on the things that are going to achieve my long-term goals. And because now I also have my time cut short as far as like spending time with the kids. So because when I look back at history of like when Ayla was born and the giant that was in front of me to take on like that next big giant, it was almost like it helped in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And then same with when Jude was born, it was like, oh my God, there was like this next huge thing, which was like the online space. And like, actually, I think that's when I first got signed to a brand and started traveling and doing all of that. So I had him for a year. He's been on like 52 different flights in the first year of his life. Like I was like, brought a nanny with me, was breastfeeding my kid, was backstage, like, you know, some people are like smoking pot backstage and like getting ready to go on. And I'm like back there breastfeeding myself, you know, like it's just totally different lifestyle, you know? And so, but it's crazy. So yeah, for me, it's like, I've done it. I can do it. Like there's no sense in worrying about what it's going to look like. I already know it's going to be crazy, but I also know that it's like going to really help push me. Like my kids are, I learn so much and I grow so much. And so I know it's going to help push me towards that next big goal and that next big thing that I'm going to do.
And I love how you say that you really start to value time and really how little of what we have in trimming the fat. And that comes with people we hang out with too. It's like, suddenly it's like, I feel like that even happens when you get married. Like initially it's like suddenly your single friends, you just, you just kind of move away from them because you just don't have anything in common anymore, you know? So it's like, why should I waste my time and energy getting drunk on a Friday night when it's not really where my heart is, or it's not where I want my focus to be.
Love what you said, like where your heart is. So it almost does show you in ways where you're like, even trim the fat in your own, like, you know, like you do things and you stretch yourself and you go out and you're like hanging out with people because there's part of you that's like that people pleaser side. Like there's no more of that. You're like, this has to be so worth it.
Right.
You know, like,
and even trimming the fat physically too, so we can live longer to watch them grow up longer. I mean, you know, it's funny. I've thought about that too. It's like, you know, it's like really you value your time, you value your life more because you start to see that it's all about them now and you want to give them the best, but you also don't want to miss out, early. We don't want to check out early. We want to watch them and grow up. And I feel like being an older father, I think, I don't know, but maybe more average these days, but I'm still older than when my parents had me, I just think about like, I really want to grow old, not just to grow old and do more things, but I want to grow old to watch them grow up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, perspective, right?
Yeah.
Perspective shifts. Like, and I think you don't have to have kids to have those moments in life, you know, like, right. I think we have a different, like how I was saying, giant, you have to face down, like a different Goliath, you know, like, it's kind of like, there's something large in front of you that's like standing between you and your, you know, your thing that you want to do in life, or your, you know, what you feel like you were meant to do in life or whatever that is. And so I think that for some people, it's their health. For some people, it's, you know, there's all these things that look like it could be, make things harder or make things like more challenging. And then, but it's what you do with it. And it's how you kind of face those things down that grow you, right? And that change you and make you become like, oh no, like even with the third one, I'm like, okay, like I have faith. This is going to just be like, we're going to be able to do what we've done, what history has shown. I'm going to not like stress about it now because there's no point, you know? So, so as you face down, like another giant, another giant, another giant, I know, you know, this is true, Ryan, because you have just, as far as like, just in your business and in life and in general, just faced down so many things like one after the other and grown and grown and grown through them, you know, and you're always changing and you're always growing. And so I feel like it's one of those things where you can tell you're just changing. You're like changing me. Like I'm not even, you know, kind of trying. So I just see it as that next thing where it's like, all right,
get here ready we to go. Change. Yeah, next level. Here we come. That's amazing. Well, let's go to change gears a little bit here. Do you consider yourself an entrepreneur or do you consider yourself a coach, educator? Like if somebody says, what do? What do you say?
God, that's such a good question. I honestly don't know what to say. Like, I feel like it would be like, what do you do? And it's like, what am I into? What do I do? Like, I'm a hairdresser.
What am I
like,
doing?
But I'm like, but I only am in the salon twice a month now, which is weird, you know? Oh. And then sometimes more, obviously I take on gigs and house calls and freelance and things like that. That's some of the things that I do, but I'm 100% an entrepreneur. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Like my brain is constantly going in different directions. And so like hairdresser, educator, entrepreneur, like, you know, I think just creative, I guess, like, and mostly kind of here to celebrate other creatives and hopefully inspire them to kind of just like, be able to like exploit in a good way. Exploit's usually like a negative term, right? But like exploit their talents and, sure. and explode yeah. and kind of like grow in their own creativity. So I don't know what to call that, but it's like,
well, I think entrepreneur is kind of like the bucket you would put all that into, especially if you try to reach people, impact their lives in a positive way. I mean, obviously you could do that in a negative way too, I guess, but you're an entrepreneur for good. And you want to help people, your heart's in it. And you're doing modern methods of being an entrepreneur. One of those is like, how long has it been since you moved your business online now? You created Renegade Royals, right? And that's your subscription platform, your place where hairdressers can go and learn cutting, coloring the Brianna way. Can you tell me a little bit more about that and when you got started and how it's going?
Yeah,
it's a three-part question.
It's wild. Like I online is so powerful. I think the reach that you can have online and the people that you touch that you just didn't even know were out there. You're kind of like sometimes it's hard for us to connect. Like at least for me as an extrovert, it's harder for me to connect online because I'm such an in-person person that I feel like we didn't really have a connection, you know, but then all these other people feel like we have had a connection and they are grateful to you for what you've shared. And so I've just really grown into this like deep appreciation for the online space and just also kind of see its value. And I've seen that for a long time. I went really slow getting into the online space. I knew I wanted to be there for a long time, but I just wanted to make sure that it was almost like, all right, well, when is the time right? When is the time right? And then 2020, COVID, all of that hit. And I was like, I don't really care what the website looks like. I don't really care. I don't even know what I'm doing on this platform. I don't even know. You know, there was so much unknown to me in the moment. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just do something that's like, I just want people to have access. It was like my classes went from like, they ranged from like $580 to like $1,200 or $1,300 for in-person stuff, right? That's a lot of money. Like, that's a lot of money, right? And so I just was like, I just felt it wasn't accessible. So in 2020, I just started doing these like $20 like rentals, like Blockbuster, you know, like back in the day when you could rent something for $20 for 7 days rental. Like, I was just like throwing it way back to the 90s for real. And just because I was like, whatever, people just need it now. So I'm just going to do that because I didn't know what to commit to. I didn't know if people even liked subscriptions. To me, I was like, oh man, subscriptions just like rope you in. And I didn't want to look a certain way or I've always wanted to be for the hairdresser. So I was really careful. And then all of a sudden everybody's like, please, can we just have a subscription? There's so many classes up now. Like, I don't know when I'm going to, you know. And so it was almost like people begging me to do the subscription. So it turned into something different. And it started out as Hair Hoodlums. I switched the name because I just wanted it to be more broad for creatives. I wanted to really just be able to grow in a bunch of different ways. We have so many things, like even little merch things that haven't like,
that's awesome.
Like we have all this stuff that hasn't even come out yet. And when I was reflecting on like a name change and the website and it being a subscription and tours and different things, one stop for everything, I was just kind of asking myself who I felt like hairdressers were or even who I am as a hairdresser. And I feel like we're kind of either that bad kid in the back of class, kind of like not really paying attention because an entrepreneur is genuine, like generally don't do great in school. Usually they
right.
Because they're so creative. It's like, I'm not going to freaking use this. Like I would even, like I was always challenging my teachers and just constantly being like a little jerk sometimes, like really, really rebellious. But then it's like the Gucci and the Prada and like dripping in this like royal luxury, like, you know, stepping into that like identity. So it was just this like renegade royal idea for me that I just felt like, yeah, that's hairdressers.
I love it. I love how it came to be. Now, since you've started your online journey, your membership, is it like a total membership now, or is there still like one-off purchases here and there?
No, it's like a total membership now. Okay. So it's just something that people kind of dive into, and we're working really hard towards, like, we have a lot of core classes and then different levels, and we're about to release a master's class. So we're looking towards more of like certification. So instead of one-off purchases, it's more just focused on like, if you want to be an expert in this, this is like a roadmap, because now there's just so many classes that we got to help guide people through it a little bit.
Right. Well, that changed the game for me in my online course too, where we added in a certification program, and people just love to not only make progress, but have a path and have something rewarding at the end of that path. And who doesn't like a certificate or a diploma or something that, that provides that validation that you took time, you completed something, you not only just showed up, but you actually like did homework, you passed, and you passed with flying colors. And you know, not only that, it gives you confidence behind the chair if you're a hairstylist and you know, or whatever profession you're in, to show like, this is why I'm raising my prices, because I'm actively stepping up. I'm actively learning more to serve my guests better at a higher level.
Right.
Yeah. Now that, I think it's you're going to love it when you do that.
Thank you. You know, and for me, even selfishly, like I get a lot of people asking me like, how can I get an appointment with you? Or I'm in this state. Do you know a hairdresser? And I'm like, I can't really like refer, like I don't know somebody's work, but if they've gone through a certification program, I'm even thinking about,
at least they have a foundation that you can kind of like say, this person's taken my course.
And I can put them, and then somebody can just click Texas and boom, those are the hairdressers that are certified.
Just put a little caveat under there that, you know, you're not responsible for any mishaps or this and that. Trust me. Oh man. So the online model, the membership model, and just online sales and marketing and course creation, program creation, is such a different animal than what most of us do for work or learn in school. And there's a lot of challenges in learning how to do that. There's a huge reward, of course, you know, and that you get that passive income. You have when you're successful, you have more money coming in than you could have potentially ever made at a regular day job anyway. So I want to hear from you. It's like, what are some of the things that maybe threw you off when you first got going, or maybe are still kind of challenging to you that you didn't think you'd ever have to deal with or face, that was tough or hard to overcome? And then also, what's like the upside of it? Like how has it changed your life?
Oh man, such good questions. It's like, and that really, it's so relevant to me because I've just been pouring my heart into this the last couple of years, you know? And so, I mean, our studio is like evolving constantly. So that's one thing where it's just like, in the beginning, the lighting sucked, like the sound wasn't dialed, like, it, you know, just all these little things that you learn as you go. So you have to learn technology, and that sucks. Like for me, that was like, I hate this. But luckily my husband's super savvy, so I've had help, a lot of help. And he takes a lot of pride in Renegade Royals too, which is so cool because he's fully like an honorary Renegade Royal. Awesome. For sure. Yeah. And so he'll get, you know, we've gotten that rhythm too. It's kind of like, that was a challenge, was like, okay, I just started doing it. I started doing it with my assistant. We started building out the website, and it was like nails on a chalkboard for him. He was like, oh my God, this does it. Guys, wait, it could be better. Let me help you, you know? So he kind of got roped in, and then I felt bad. I didn't like, so there's like that struggle between like, you know, how are we going to work together as a team to come up with something that we both really love and are like really inspire us. Mm-hmm. And so the tech side of that, and just like shifting and figuring out roles and getting into a rhythm. There was no rhythm in the beginning. It was just Geronimo. It was just like jump in the deep end, sink or swim. And if it comes out like crap, at least I know the education's really good, you know, like, and then it was immediately got better. Like it was like, all right, these are the problems, let's fix them. So it was really cool. Like the sink or swim way of doing it, just kind of like, you have to grow. Cause you're like, this isn't okay. Like I remember one time, for instance, like when I'd say technology stuff, it's like I had a little lapel mic hooked to my shirt, and the back of it was metal, and it was on top of a metal button. And every time I turned or did something, it was like tapping, tap, tap, or scrape, scrape, scrape. Right. And so all you hear during the whole thing is like this tapping or scraping, and we have to reshoot the whole thing. Or the next day, my assistant was hitting record when she was actually hitting off, and then hitting off when she was actually hitting record. So we got our entire lunch break.
And that was the last day she worked for me.
Just like stupid mistakes, right? Where you're like, I just made so much work for myself, but then you never make them again. And, you know, so that's kind of the downside, but who cares, right? Because the payoff is like, it's like that pain and that growing process. The payoff is you can't imagine it. You cannot imagine what the payoff is because I still don't fully know. Because people don't always tell you the benefit of what's even happening. And obviously financial freedom is one of them. The other one is just like if my goal is to actually impact lives and actually have these life-changing things happen, it's like when you hear somebody say that, like, I was a single mom working 3 jobs, I was able to quit 2 of my jobs, focus on my passion, and make 3 times the amount of money and like provide a great life for my kids. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like I have to keep doing this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such an incredible experience, but it is challenging. And of course, in order to continue to stay in the lead and in front, cause everybody's going online now and you always got to be evolving. I know you know that. And it's just, technology gets easier and easier, but the more people, the better, the higher the quality of lighting you want, the higher quality of audio you want. You start to realize, I can't do all this on my own anymore. Like, I need teams. I can't edit all this stuff. I mean, I can, and I'm glad I learned how to do that, but it's like, our time is very limited with that. And I don't even know where my next level is either, but I know that I'm excited to get there and learn along the way. I looked back at a video I shot, one of the first courses I ever created. It was called Impact Marketing Master's Course. The IMMC. I thought it was so clever. I don't know why I thought that was so clever, but I'm like, it's going to be a 14-week course. It's going to have like social media, marketing, sales, and it's going to be like the first 7 weeks is all about like the intro to all that, you know, intro to marketing, intro to sales, intro to social media, like whatever it is. And then the second 7 weeks was going to be advanced social media, advanced marketing. And I was creating it as I was going. And first of all, when I look back on the video, I'm definitely not animated. I'm definitely not exciting to watch. I'm just like, and then the next thing I want to talk about, the biggest points of sales are this. I don't think I blinked the entire time I was doing this. I had these terrible PowerPoint slides that went up, and it was just, lighting was terrible. But then it's like, I had, I think maybe like 13 people sign up for this. It was like a $200, $250 course, something like that. And I was kind of like going week to week, like creating content as I went, just because I just wanted to get something started. You know, like you're saying, learn as you go. I got to the end of the 7 weeks, and then I'm like, shit, I don't have anything else to teach. I taught it all. I don't know anything else. I don't know the advanced yet. I thought it was gonna magically happen when I got there, and I just ghosted. But I think everybody was like, nobody was really engaging anyway, and I didn't hear from anybody. It was just, it was a terrible, terrible course. It was like, the content was fine. It was good, but it was like, it was a stepping stone, you know? And I realized, okay, I put the cart before the horse, and next time I have to have a little bit of a game plan and make sure that I have content to teach all the way through, instead of just spilling everything I know right away. And 5 years ago, or what year is it? 22? Yeah. I've learned a lot since then. And I could talk for days now, but
how crazy is it that that was only 5 years?
Yeah.
So people never, that's the thing, is like, if people want to get into it, you got to freaking start. You got to just start. You got to look stupid. You got to just feel stupid. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, none of us know what we're doing when we start, you know?
No.
And it's just like hair cutting, where you're just kind of like, how do I hold the comb? You just literally don't know what to do with your hands. And,
it's like, what's her face cutting a cucumber? Did you see that? What's her face, Kardashian?
Oh, yeah. Literally, like,
she's like doing something like this. Yeah.
Everybody's got to start somewhere.
So it's kind of like that. It's like you're learning how to cut a cucumber like a Kardashian. That's how you start doing video. Insert Kardashian clip now. Go.
Yeah. You know what? You did bring up another great point, though, is that staying relevant. I think that is just a really cool challenge about the online space. Just because it's like, okay, I did something that worked and worked really well. And that's just business. Mm-hmm. Business has these like influxes, right? And dips. And when something's hot, if you don't hit it when it's hot, you missed that one. You might as well move on to the next one. Mm-hmm. Because it's like you could do it and then you did it late and then it fell flat, right? So mm-hmm. so it's like business, really. It's just the same as staying relevant, where it's like, you know what, like you've got to know and you've got to be self-aware, not hard on yourself, which is business. Like, all right, so in business, it's like you've got to constantly make these changes or hit it right when it's hot and know how to do that and when to do that. And so in online, whether you're like a content creator or you're, you know, doing education, like these looks and these things you're serving up, like Business of Balayage came out when everybody needed to know how to do balayage. You know, when me and my old business partner, Shannon, did Workshop Evolve, people were flying in from all around the world to learn how to make people from black to platinum, like in one go. Nobody knew. They were like, oh crap, like clients' expectations are crazy. And so it was like, and we hit it right then and it was crazy successful. It doesn't have so much to do with you personally as much as it does what people can get from you and want and need. Mm-hmm. It's all about the market's needs and just meeting those needs. So staying really relevant is like really great practice in business as well as just, I think like in fashion and things like that, like we need to know what's up. We need to know like hair trends and like everything. We can't get out of touch with that kind of stuff, because then, you know, then you're not relevant.
Right. And you got to keep that momentum going. You have to keep looking ahead and being future focused. So that way the next time an opportunity arrives, I mean, you might already be successful, but if you see something happening where it's a great time to jump on it, like say like the first people that I got into Reels, or when Instagram started to become popular, and that was a great time that, you know, we were able to take advantage of it as well. You say, talking about balayage, and there are moments all the time in life where things happen, and instead of being reactionary, it's important to look back and think, okay, how can this be an opportunity in my business and in my life? Is there a way that I could reach more people, I can scale my business? Like, how can I adjust to what life is throwing at me and be proactive as opposed to just sitting back with stress, fear, and worry and waiting for it to pass? Because once the momentum is dead, it's dead. An object in motion stays in motion. So we got to keep it in motion and then look for those chances to rev it up, you know, and accelerate.
Yeah, totally. That's that entrepreneurial mindset, right?
Yeah.
Like in for me, it's like, you know, never letting the weight of it crush you, but always like kind of like staying buoyant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the water's here, so you're always just like buoyant, right? You're like staying afloat. Yeah. You're staying like with your head above the water. You're not letting it take you down. You're like literally just staying buoyant through it. And then every once in a while it's time to fly, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's just like being an entrepreneur in general, you know, just trying not to sink.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Find something to do with all these thoughts going on in your head. How can I act on these? Right. I have epiphanies all the time. And I realized recently that epiphanies are only work in your favor if you actually act on them, you know, cause it's like, you might be like, oh yeah, I shouldn't eat chocolate at midnight. Oh, that's great. But if I keep eating chocolate at midnight, it's like that epiphany did nothing to me, you know, or I shouldn't drink, you know, half a bottle of vodka or I'm going to feel like crap the next day. But unless you stop doing that, it's not really an epiphany. Yeah. And those are kind of like common sense, like something just obvious, I would say. But like epiphanies in business is like, well, what if I put more focus on this and see how this plays out with my marketing, or try this message or rebrand in this way, or maybe show up on camera this way instead of being all wacky all the time. Maybe just kind of tone it down a little bit and focus on really having a clear message. Unless you act on them, I feel like it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, there's a million people with great ideas out there, and really talented people and just like ridiculously talented mm-hmm. people. I mean, it's insane the amount of talent that exists in the world. But I think the difference of, you know, whether somebody's, and I mean, I guess it depends on how you measure success, right? Some people might not look like that might not be success to them, but if they want to take something to the masses and they're saying, oh, this is a great idea, or this is even an invention, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, you got to do something about it, you know, like it, otherwise, you know, there was something that hit me. Like I almost had this bad attitude in the beginning when Instagram came out. I was like, I don't need people to approve of my art. Mm-hmm. Like I'm confident. I feel good. I'm always growing. Like I'm serving my clients. Like I don't, and I'm sure a lot of people relate to that. They're like, I don't need that approval. I don't really want to be on an online space. Like I don't care. Like I just don't want, you know, and I just kind of, you know, it's like, or it was more specific towards just like what I consider my art. You know what I mean? And then there was this quote who I cannot remember who it's from. I really wish, because it's like an artist that I like really admire. Uh-huh. And it was so many years ago. They said something about like, your art is only as good as the way that people like can take it in and perceive it. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, that is so interesting. Like I'm not brave. Like I'm not brave enough. It's like I'm acting really kind of prideful in this, like, oh, you know, I don't need people to like affirm my art. Like I'm just going to keep doing what makes me happy and that's good enough. And it was like, but wait a minute, if I want to grow, and you put yourself out there to be like scrutinized by other people mm-hmm. and for them to look at your work and be like, it's good, it's not good, it's worth, you know, I want to take this and chew on it and figure it out and try to see if I can recreate it. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If people aren't doing that, then am I that good? You know, like, I don't know. Who's deciding? Me? You know, like, and so it just really got me thinking and I'm like, yeah, I need to get brave and I need to just put myself out there. And, you know, there's always going to be haters and naysayers, but, and you learn to get brave through that and, you know, grow into it all.
Especially if you're making an impact or want to make an impact with your art, whether it's hair, whether it's painting. I mean, if it's a hobby and it's a way you kind of calm down, you just do it to soothe your soul, then sure, you don't need to share that. But if your goal is to serve people, help lift people up, inspire them, motivate them, etc., then you got to put yourself out there and you're not going to be able to reach everybody. And it's funny though, because it's like, no matter how many people we help, it only takes like one or two people that throw hate and you're just like, suddenly you feel like I take it so personally and I'm sure you do too. And it's just, you want to reach everybody and deep down we know that's impossible. But it's like, it's funny how one person can just like really sink our ship when we're really helping a lot of people change lives, change habits, become better by our example.
Yeah. And hopefully, I mean, because I think because you are so passionate about that one thing, like I really hope that that's what's happening, you know, mm-hmm. that like if somebody says it's not, you're like, oh my God, like.
Yeah. Well, it's important to us to take a look at, did I do something wrong? Did I say something wrong? Did I come across in a way that isn't my true self or what I believe in? And if you've passed all your own tests, you know, with green check marks and you're just like, I feel confident that I didn't do anything wrong. It's just somebody I just couldn't reach, or we're just not on the same wavelength. Then it's, then it makes me feel better than, yeah. Bye, Felicia. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know I've taken up a lot of your time right now and, I thank you so, so much. Real quickly before we cut out of here, we got this awesome event going on and it's called Hero. And I'm so excited to watch you tear it up on stage. It's about tapping into teaching people to unlock that hero inside, to become the hero of your own story. And it's for hairdressers specifically, because we do have some hairdressing techniques and that's just who are most of our audience is now in the hair arena. And we're also going to have a lot of speakers like Brianna and a bunch of other talents on stage to talk about social media, marketing, business, mindset. We want to inspire, motivate, educate, and entertain on like the highest level. And I always say, if Tony Robbins and the hair industry had a baby, this would be it. Hero baby. So awesome. I can't wait to see you on stage. What does this mean to you? Like this whole idea of hero in this event?
Man, I mean, I was in from day one. I was like, yes, Ryan, of course I'll do it. I just knowing who you are and your mission, you know, is just like, it's definitely incredible. The people that you bring to the table and everybody that you're bringing to the event and the caliber at which you operate. It's a no brainer. Like I think that if you guys haven't signed up yet, you absolutely need to, because these are those moments where it's like, I don't want to sound cliche or just like, you know, that like investing in yourself and all that, but truly like soul food, you know what I mean? Like feeding your soul, but also your mind. I think that there's so many brilliant minds coming. And I think that just diving really deep into some actual how to's, but then also like getting the courage to really like take that leap yourself and take that big next step into the stratosphere. You know what I mean? Sometimes it takes that little like moment, you know, to really set you off in the right direction. And I know that for me, it's just being around those types of like-minded people. You never know what can come up. It might be when I'm talking or Ryan's talking on stage, or it might be somebody sitting next to you in a chair next to you. So those are the reasons why you don't want to like miss these events and these opportunities, because when you don't make space for it, then nothing can happen. But if you make, if you show up, it's like, you never know what can happen. Right. Like, so I think, yeah, just the point is to show up. And I think that there's going to be, there's so many people that are going to be there that I'm excited to learn from and grow in alongside. So yeah, I can't wait, Ryan.
You said it so well. And there's no better time, I think, in our lives after the last couple of years that we've had. And just like the world is changing so rapidly, I feel like, and there's just so much noise and negativity and things happening on such a grand scale that we all need to surround ourselves with the right people, the right education, the right media at all times. Yeah. And Hero is one of those events. I wouldn't be where I am today doing what I'm doing now if it wasn't for the Tony Robbins and the Brendan Burchards, the Dean Graziosi, all of these people that have books I've read, courses I've taken, spent, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on these things. But it's gotten to me to where I am. It's shortcut a path to success, shortcut a path to my dreams, and it's making them come true. It's not just giving me a bunch of rah-rah, yay, energy, and then it just like it dies after that. No, this is like lasting fuel to conquer your dreams and reach that next level so that I can be a role model, a leader, and lead my kids into a life better than I had for myself.
Yeah. And I think it is also like that, like all the books you've read, all the things, everything you've invested in, it's like you're learning from their mistakes. They're giving you this like golden ticket or this like key to unlock this vault to all of the things that they did wrong and right. And then so it's like when you're around all these other people, it's like, I have all these books that I've read from these people, you know what I mean? And you're actually able to share some of that knowledge. It's so powerful because it's like everybody's keys to their own little hidden kingdom, you know, of knowledge, you know? So I just, yeah, I'm excited about the people you put together. Long story short, I'm ready for it. I wish it was tomorrow.
Me too. It'll be here in like tomorrow, any second. Yeah. Well, thank you, Brianna, so much. I'm sending you love and light and congratulations on your new little blessing, and give my best to your family. And I can't wait to watch you tear it up on stage. Are you going to wear a cowboy hat?
I don't know. I
maybe. We'll just see what you're feeling.
You never know what you're going to get.
It was great chatting with you.
You too, Ryan. Right. Absolutely. Take care.
Thank you so much for listening. Do me a favor. If you loved this episode, please share it on social. Take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram or Facebook at ryan.weeden so I can share it with my platform of over 1 million people in the community to see. Love you so much. Let's spread the love and inspiration together. Remember, love fiercely, grow purposefully.